Sound7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141 A2R Voices. I'm going to talk a little bit about politics. This is actually a crossover segment between politics, sports, and entertainment. And like I've said repeatedly, this is not a political show. I'm not endorsing a candidate or telling you who you should vote for or what you should believe or how you should live or what constitutes true American values. The people that listen to my show are smart enough to figure that out for themselves. They definitely don't need me standing on a soapbox telling them what to do. And I'm not going to do that. But I've seen something that's kind of bothered me with the GOP particularly. And as I've said, my political beliefs lean kind of center right. So I have a lot of policy, especially when it comes to fiscal policy. I tend to side with the Republican Party, and I'm not ashamed of that. I know a lot of my African American friends think that it's a four-letter word. It's taboo to have some Republican in you. And I have a lot of conservative beliefs, especially when it comes to limited government and how to manage the budget and taxes. And it's in my best interest to do so based on my tax bracket. And I say all the time, vote for who you want to vote for. Support who you want to support. Don't support your friends because your friends on your chat that are broke or don't have kids, don't have the same responsibilities that you have. Don't support your friends on your chat or your friends that you went to school with or your friends that you grew up on the block with or your sister gals, the people that you're in a frat with, the people that you work with, the people that you have an occasional beer with and watch a game. Vote for what's best for you and your family and your zip code. I think more people should be private about their vote. Lanch J is not going to tell you who he is going to vote for. But when I'm talking about politics on the show, I'm going to look at both sides. And Fox News, I said this a couple of weeks ago, Fox News testified under oath when they went through the whole lawsuit over their representation in Donald Trump's lie about the election being stolen. Fox News testified under oath that, hey, this is just entertainment, man. This isn't real. So I wouldn't encourage anybody to get too lathered up and riled up over their political beliefs and what they see on television and what their favorite pundit or the pundit that they dislike. So rather you're a Van Jones, Abby Phillip person, a Don Lemon person, or you're a Sean Hannity supporter, or you watch Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, whoever you support. Stephen A. Smith, I see he's trying to get into politics. I think Stephen A. Smith, I know that they're figuring out his deal with ESPN. I really believe that Stephen A. Smith wants to get away from sports. He's been covering sports for a long time. I used to be on the same station as Stephen A. Smith when I was in Philly. And he's been covering sports for a long, 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 long time. I think that he wants to get into something else. You've seen Will Cain move from sports to politics. Clay Travis moved from sports to politics. Clay Travis had the president of the United States on his show during the initial months and weeks of COVID when we were under national lockdown. And Clay Travis was an early person. I don't want to say he was a COVID denier, but Clay Travis was one of those people who said, look, I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm in shape. COVID is only killing people who are morbidly obese, baby boomers, or chain smokers. Why should I have to wear a mask? Why should I have to be on a national lockdown? I'm going to do what I want to do. This is tyranny. And, you know, I'm not going to rip him for his beliefs. I'm a healthcare expert. I've seen COVID close up, unfortunately. I've talked about how I lost my mother to COVID. My mother wasn't morbidly obese. She wasn't a chain smoker. But she was a baby boomer. And I felt it was irresponsible for individuals such as Clay Travis to spread that message, because especially at that point in time, we really didn't know what COVID was bringing to the table. But that's his platform. That's his right. Fox endorsed it, and he parlayed that into a bigger job. He's the top radio guy for conservatives in that time slot. Rush Limbaugh's time slot. The GOAT. I've said repeatedly, I don't care if you like conservative politics or not, Rush Limbaugh is the best person, Howard Stern included. Rush Limbaugh is the best person, in my opinion, to ever grace the airwaves from a talent perspective. You might not agree with what he's saying. Rush Limbaugh was brilliant. Howard Stern has Robin. He has Baba Booey. He's had all of these characters. Rush Limbaugh is out there 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, monologuing and taking calls from Jimmy, Bubba, and Skeeter in Mississippi. Brilliant man. I don't agree with 90% of the things that he says, because he's really an ultra alt-right neocon supporter, and that was kind of his base. But I digress. What I've seen with the GOP that I dislike, even though I have a lot of, I'm center-right, not far-right, but center-right, I've noticed that coming out of the Democratic National Committee, you got a lot of famous people supporting Kamala Harris. I've said repeatedly, this is HUR Voices, Howard University Radio Networks. We're not going to speak bad on our sister gal, whether I agree with her politics or not, whether I agree with her record as an attorney general or not, whether I agree with some of her decisions and votes as the vice president and as a senator. This is HUR Voices. She went to Howard. So she's going to get support on this show and this network. But at the DNC, a lot of famous people, Oprah was out there, the Obama showed up. There have been a lot of individuals. Steve Kerr was at the DNC. I didn't have that on my bingo card. Steve Kerr speaking at the DNC. A lot of athletes have supported. Steph Curry supports the Democratic Party. He's been more vocal about that. Simone Biles, supportive of Kamala Harris. Megan Rapinoe has been supportive. So you have a lot of athletes. LeBron James, I don't think he's come out and said vote for VP Harris, but he supports programs and uses his platform to support programs and initiatives that many people think are, quote, liberal. A lot of these people are subsequently African-American, and then Megan Rapinoe's in the LGBTQ community. So you have a lot of African-American athletes that support the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole on this show, but I think we all know, anyone with a brain understands that there's Black Lives Matter, the LLC or the 501(c)(3), or is it C3? The 501, that there may be some nefarious things going on. There may be some things with the charitable organization going on. And then the Black Lives Matter movement, which isn't necessarily the charity, but the movement where it's basically people saying, hey, if I'm an African-American and I get pulled over because I have a taillight that's out, I don't want to get shot 11 times in the back after being tasered. Two different things. But I noticed the GOP strategically, if you look at the programming on Fox News, you look at the programming on Newsmax, Laura Ingraham famously told LeBron James to, quote, shut up and dribble. But at the Republican National Committee, you had famous people as well. You had Hulk Hogan out there. You had Kid Rock out there. You had Amber Rose, which another, I wasn't anticipating that. But the Republican Party, I know that Joey Bosa, my guy from Ohio State, he's very outspoken about his conservative political beliefs, which is his right. He has a platform. He's out there getting 15 sacks a year. I'm not. Hulk Hogan is an icon. But it seems that the GOP, which bothers me, which I think hurts their opportunities to be elected, to be in power, they're basically saying, if you're an athlete or a celebrity and you're a liberal, you're a Democrat, you need to be shutting the bleep up. You should just focus on playing soccer You should just focus on playing basketball. Stay out of politics. Stay out of geopolitics. Don't tell me about Black Lives Matter. Don't talk about if you're part of the LGBTQ community. Don't talk about rights for that group. Especially don't talk about rights for trans people. But if it's our guy, if it's someone that supports us, if it's a Trumper, oh, yeah, we'll give them a platform. That's okay. And I just think that that's dangerous ground. I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but that's kind of, it's fascism. Basically, the GOP tries to dehumanize people that disagree with them. And I'm not saying that the Democrats play it down the line. And I've seen Antifa close up and personal. When I lived in Seattle, Antifa actually had a rally in the streets in front of my high-rise apartment in downtown Seattle. I've seen the damage that Antifa does, just lighting cars on fire, burning stuff to the ground just for the hell of it. So I'm not saying that one group has moral high ground over another. I'm not getting into that. I am just saying that the GOP, it seems that their strategy is that we can use celebrities, we can use individuals of power, we can use people that get a lot of followers on Twitter, Instagram. We can use that to our advantage. But if you're a Democrat, you shouldn't be able to speak on it. You should just focus on being an entertainer. And I just don't agree with that. And I think the GOP is really, really backing themselves into a corner, going down this path with Trump. And maybe it works. Maybe they win. I think the election right now is right down the middle. I think that Kamala has an advantage. But what I notice is that the other thing about the GOP that bothers me, you have individuals like me that agree with you 60% of the time. Because I'm center right. I agree with you most of the time. But because I'm not a Trumper, because I'm not all the way right, I talk to people who are Republicans and they look at me, they call me a rhino. Well, you're not a real American. You're not a real Republican. And I'm like, yo, I agree with you 60% of the time, maybe sometimes 70% of the time. I'm your enemy because I don't agree with you 100% of the time. It has to be all in on Trump or I'm all out. That doesn't make sense when the objective is to get as many votes as possible to win. I just think that it's funny that cohort eschews votes, eschews people. You're only a real American if you live in Iowa or Arkansas or Mississippi or Alabama or Kansas or Texas and you're a farmer and you have 8 guns and you're a Christian. Preferably a white male, somewhere around 55-ish, that's just not a good strategy if you want to be elected. How about legitimately going after African-American voters and not in a condescending, vote for us, you insert racial slur because you have a low. I see some of these sites. I lurk on some of these sites. I see some of these sites and people are actually posting links to hate speech sites that are saying that blacks have a lower IQ, that the average black IQ, the Negroid race, I think you have the Mongoloid, you have the Caucasian race, and the Negroid race. So you have 3 races, and then people have commingled. But saying that blacks have a much lower IQ, well, why would I vote on the same block with you if you just told me that I have a low IQ? When I know that's not true, why would I vote with you? That would actually prove that I have a low IQ. Do better, GOP. Paragon 7 Studio.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network. Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today, we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
A lot of you people are going through a lot of turmoil because y'all stopped believing in God. I need y'all to start believing in God. I need you to start praying more. And I always tell you this, keep praying. No matter what you're going through in your life, at the end of the day, a couple of years ago, stop living in the past. Pray for the future. I'm talking to you, you, and you. Yep!
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we're the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.